Impossible.
The power to heal is yours.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Food and Drug Administration.
The Centers for Disease Control.
The Federal Trade Commission.
You see who the evildoers are?
If you don't buy health insurance, you go to jail.
I think the legislation is very fair in this respect.
Am I off the deep end here? What country have I grown up in?
This has been the most transparent administration that we have seen, perhaps in the modern era.
Things that make you go,
You guys want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Where's freedom?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. Here's Robert Scott Bell.
New shocking admission and apology from the U.S. government for a secret study.
Intentionally infecting Guatemalan mental patients with sexually transmitted diseases.
The experiments were designed to study the effects of penicillin on sexually transmitted disease.
The miracle of penicillin.
Gonorrhea and syphilis.
Financed by the U.S. government and supervised by U.S. government doctors.
These people were injected with material that came from the United States into all parts of their bodies, including into their spines.
We are outraged that such reprehensible research could have occurred under the guise of public health.
It is just sickening.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius issued an apology for this experiment.
It's tragic, and the United States, by all means, apologizes to all those that were impacted by this.
This is not only unethical, it's outrageous. It's despicable. I have been told by the Department of Health and Human Services that there are clear safeguards that would never allow this type of research to take place again.
Another example of the most vulnerable being victimized and of doctors who ignore their pledge to first do no harm.
Are there safeguards? Where were they? Where are they? This is not Halloween trick or treat. Picking through the files, the musty files in a Pennsylvania archive, a Wellesley College professor made a heart-stopping discovery. Yes, U.S. government scientists in the 1940s deliberately infected hundreds of Guatemalans with syphilis and gonorrhea in experiments conducted without the subject's permission. Does this still go on? Medical historian Susan Reverby happened upon the documents 4 or 5 years ago while researching the infamous Tuskegee syphilis study. Remember that? When they purposefully infected black men in Tuskegee with syphilis. And later shared these findings with the U.S. government. 4 or 5 years later, they're now coming out with this. This unethical, immoral, repugnant, research was not publicly disclosed until just yesterday. When President Obama, 2 cabinet secretaries apologized, including Clinton, you heard that, Sebelius, to Guatemalan government and the people. And pledged never to repeat the mistakes of the past again. An era where they acknowledged when it was not uncommon for doctors to experiment on patients without their consent. Has that era ended? Welcome, everybody. Welcome. I'm so glad you're with me. I know it's a rough subject. We've got to cover it here for the protection of life, liberty, and property. Truly a culture of life here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell rocking the health world with you. The phone number today, 800-259-5791. I'm a little bit wide open for you today in this hour. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 800-259-5791. The website, robertscottbell.com. Robertscottbell.com. Very easy. Log it in. Sign up for your free email alerts. You'd have already gotten it if you already signed up. If you haven't, sign up now. Lots of news to cover. Reverby, who I just mentioned, found in the files a story. By the way, Guatemalan guinea pigs go global. It's not Guatemala alone. You're going to learn about some things that are horrific, but you need to know. Again, this is not Halloween trick or treat. You want to save your kids from this, as I do? This is why we're covering it. Reverby found the files of a story of almost singular exploitation and deception conducted in a foreign land because the nation's Surgeon General at the time acknowledged it could not have been done in the United States. Yes, explain that to the Tuskegee Airmen. The U.S. scientists who had received the blessings of Guatemalan health authorities. Explain that. How could Guatemalan health authorities give you blessings to experiment
on Guatemalans. Unless they sold their soul to the devil and the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which had already taken control of the American government back in the 1940s. The demon spawn of IG Farben. How are they still in control of this planet to the degree that they are? Well, that awakening, it's changing. Man. They were among the leading lights, these so-called health authorities, in the field of sexually transmitted disease research. They were flush with optimism and cash in the dawning era of antibiotic treatment. They decided to expose vulnerable subjects to further their understanding of the effectiveness of these new drugs in treating STDs. So from 1946 to 48, they tested their theories on over 1,500 Guatemalans, about that a number. Many, of course, became infected. Some received treatment. Some died. Was this a horrible thing that happened? That's an understatement. Oh, but fortunately, it can't happen today. Not in 2010, could it? Could it? Well, if Big Pharma has any say in it, yes, it can. And yes, it does. You think I'm being too harsh on Big Pharma?
Oh, Robert, don't attack Big Pharma. They're just trying to help you. And Big Government, they just want to help us.
How dare I imply Big Pharma would exploit poor third world countries and use their populace for scientific experimentation in these modern days? Right? How dare I? No, you understand, don't you? This travesty happened way back in the 40s when things were different and we didn't have the safeguards that we have today. Oh, really? Wrong. Wrong answer. Direct quote now from Jean-Pierre Garnier, former CEO of GlaxoSmithKline, GSK, in an interview with Business Week recently. There is no doubt that the cost of doing clinical trials in the U.S. is absolutely prohibitive, and we can save substantially. I mean hundreds of millions of dollars of pure savings by switching some of those trials to other lower-cost countries. What? It's outsourcing! It's outsourcing run amok. We have outsourced everything. Let's outsource our clinical trials to save money. Well, I suppose any business would want to save money if they could, but where are they outsourcing these trials to? Can you say India? India. Yes. Digging here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we found a company of Pennsylvania, a United States company that is literally pimping the citizens of India to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And we'll have these links. In their own literature, they try to sell the Indian people like guinea pigs. It's not just the Guatemalan guinea pigs. From their own website, the cost per patient for trials in India is approximately 40 to 60% of the cost in Western nations. More importantly, patient recruitment can be greatly accelerated. And this provides a major advantage in terms of shortening the time to market for a new drug. Listen to these India advantages from this U.S. company's website. Western disease distribution. That's right. That means, translated here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're exporting Western drugs to India. The drugs, yes, but the diseases. They're getting the same diseases we are. High patient numbers available, of course. Is it the world's most populous nation? There are going to be loads of patient potentials. There's low cost. They're so poor there. They'll take anything. There's no language barriers. They speak English. Yes, we speak English. Of course, you'll get them on customer service now. Hopefully, they're not being subjected to this. But what? Listen to this. Patients there are generally therapy naive. Therapy naive. What does that mean? That means they have no suspicion that Big Pharma's in there to potentially wipe them out. Oh, you might say it's not their intent. But if it happens, does it matter whether it was their intent to wipe them out or not? Therapy naive. So how's that working out for the Indian people? Surely we've learned our lessons from the past. Or have we? We dig a little more here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We come across a story from IndianExpress.com. India has recently become a favored destination for organizations to conduct clinical trials. Despite the Union Health Ministry's insistence that deaths occurring during clinical trials may be due to unrelated health reasons, according to data available with the ministry, the number has been steadily increasing. Of course, deny, deny, deny that they're linked. According to data, 132 in 07, 288 in 2008, 637 in 2009, and in this year, 2010, already 462, double, halfway through the year, dying. That's as of June. Now, there are even more clinical trials going on there, 117 international companies pouncing on India, 134 local Indian trials. This is going up and up and up, and they're getting permission. It's cheap. It's easy. Therapy-naive Indians. Wasn't bad enough the Guatemalans. And among those deaths, in the story that we covered earlier in the year on the Robert Scott Bell Show, like nowhere else, clinical trials using, guess what, Gardasil and Cervarix vaccines for human papillomavirus. Remember this? The cervical cancer vaccines were halted in India by the government in April, on April 16, 2010, after the death of six tribal girls. Health activists have reportedly criticized ethics of the trials, yes, and charged that the drug industry companies and the organizing governmental institutions were conducting the pre-importation marketing clinical trials among poor and socioeconomically marginal tribes who were being treated as, guess what? They said it, guinea pigs. Guinea pigs. Oh, that sounds like we've made great leaps since the time of the Guatemalans in the 1940s and the Tuskegee syphilis experiments. Where is the international outrage? Where are the calls from Hillary and Barack? Oh, we're sorry about Guatemala. We don't care about India. How about the you don't care about human life? Oh, no. How about the clinical trials going on here on our own shores? Oh, my gosh. This is it right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In fact, when we come back from this break, I am going to reveal to you. You hear about this isolated thing? Oh, somebody was harmed in a trial here in America. It doesn't happen. It doesn't. When we come back, I'm going to reveal some things you don't hear reported in the mainstream media about what is happening on our shores. Are you a guinea pig? Will you be a guinea pig for Big Pharma here in America? Is it still happening? You betcha. You're going to hear about it next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. Say thanks to my sponsors. We'll be right back.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Guatemalan guinea pigs go global. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Everyone talking about the horrific trials that took place in Guatemala in the 1940s. Hillary and Barack are apologizing. Today, the same kind of disgusting clinical trials are taking place in India, killing hundreds, if not thousands, of people so Big Pharma can save money. And I'm going to say, oh, no, there's informed consent. Oh, yes, that's why they want therapy, or that's why they want trial-naive people, so that they'll understand informed consent, so they know the risks. Heck, you got Tracy Johnson. You know, they're worried. They wouldn't do that here, right? They wouldn't do that. Oh, they go to India, right? You don't care about Indians. Like, we didn't care about the Guatemalans. Oh, they're less than human. Is that it? Subhuman? Where is the culture of life in the federal government that is owned and purchased by Big Pharma? Show me. Where? No, it's not there. They wouldn't do that here, would they? Well, they are. They did it to Tracy Johnson. Remember? They were testing an SSRI drug. Bible college student had full of life happiness, and she commits suicide. They wouldn't do that here, my aspirin. Clinical trials going on here right now. By the way, 800-259-5791 to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show. 800-259-5791. Next week at nullifynow.com in Orlando, I'll be speaking on a subject of nullification for personal health. U.S. study deaths. Where's the apology there? Huh? What U.S. study deaths? All right, let's go through this. You ready? October 11, 2009, Pfizer temporarily halted enrollment of new patients in a clinical trial of an experimental lung cancer drug. Right. Why? Because the drug was associated with a higher rate of adverse events, including deaths for patients who didn't get the drug. You know, there are more deaths on the experimental drug. October 19, 2009, Roche announced that enrollment in phase 3 clinical trial testing Avastin plus chemotherapy for women in early-stage breast cancer was suspended after 6 patients died or developed congestive heart failure. Yeah, let's go to March 9th, 2010. Let's go right now, 2010. Biogen IDEC and its Swiss partner Roche Holding said they were halting clinical trials of a new drug being tested on patients with rheumatoid arthritis and lupus after an outside monitoring panel warned its safety risk outweighed the benefits, resulting in unspecified number of, guess what? Deaths. That's not the vitamin D we want, is it? Deaths. Serious opportunistic infections resulted from the drugs, including fatal infections. May 10, 2010, Elan Corp. Transnational and Transition Pharmaceuticals called premature halt to 2 highest doses of their experimental Alzheimer's drug because of the deaths of 9 study participants. Oh, that doesn't happen here. Oops. June 24th, Pfizer announced the immediate suspension of clinical trials evaluating its phase 3 stage chronic pain drug in patients with osteoarthritis. We can reverse osteoarthritis in 1 segment of the Robert Scott Bell Show, yet they do a drug test. And a number of the patients experienced worsening of their disease and even needed joint replacements. Oh, I'm sorry. There's nothing brutal and outrageous going on here in America. How about September 9th? 2 days before the annual September 11th. A clinical trial of a drug to treat Alzheimer's disease stopped after U.S. researchers found the drug was actually making patients worse. Yep, we're giving you the Alzheimer's we claim we're going to prevent with the drug. 2 days after 9/11, September 13th, 2010. Getting a little current here, are we? Serious hypersensitivity reactions combined with gastrointestinal side effects forcing drug maker Roche to halt and order a halt, a clinical development program for the novel glucagon-like peptide 1, GLP-1 analog, tasmoglutide. In other words, we're talking diabetes again, which, by the way, the moment of duck coming up, we'll talk diabetes. Yeah, 1 segment of the Robert Scott Bell Show, reverse diabetes. Nobody's risking death here. August 12, 2010, another drug, Sanofi Aventis drug, a cannabinoid 1 receptor antagonist was developed as a weight loss drug to diminish waist circumference and body weight. However, while researchers were studying the efficacy of the drug to also reduce vascular events, they found that it increased the incidence of neuropsychiatric events, including suicide, which is why they want to put women who have premenstrual syndrome, PMS, on SSRI drugs. Drugs that take away your inhibitions to commit homicide or suicide. They want to wipe out women who have PMS. No, this is not going. Where? Barack Obama is the apology to Americans. Hillary Clinton, where is your apology to Americans? Not go. This is out. This is a culture of death. I've been talking about this for years and years and years on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Is it falling on deaf ears? No. The awareness is growing. And I want to thank Mike Adams for all of his work as the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com. They've got archives now up at naturalnews.tv. If you go in robertscottbell.com, you can go back over a year now and listen to some shows. Just as valid as it was the day I did them. That's why they said the information here does not expire. Does not expire. What does this tell you? Who are you going to call, right? Who are you going to trust? Does this not happen anymore? I've just gone through another. There are more. I'm just going to halt it there because it's just so, it's revoltingly sickening what they do. Yet you've got good companies that are literally trying to do good work, like Nordic Naturals, conducting clinical trials on fish oil, on food. You're not going to die on food. And having remarkable results at reducing inflammation, increasing cognitive abilities. Extraordinary things you can do with food. And then you got Nestle doing the razzle dazzle, telling you, nope, food, not, you don't need it. Except when we produce it and we synthesize it and we call it, you know, it's fortified. Fortified my aspirin again. Health healing dependent upon your ability to see clearly. And that depends upon your ability to put food as it is grown by creation. And the farmers that are mimicking, if you will, emulating and doing that which creation does rather than genetically altering, rather than polluting and intoxicating life itself with synthetics from Monsanto and others. Is this a diatribe against business? No. Is this a diatribe against free markets? No. These companies, these multinationals doing this, they don't like the free market. They are absolute enemies of the free market. Big Pharma is not a free market. No, they purchased monopoly. I even mentioned this this week when I interviewed Michael Steele, the chairman for the Republican National Committee. You've got to listen to this interview, things that I don't think he's ever revealed before. I covered on them. And if you go to robertscottbell.com, you'll see the Blip TV interview. You actually see me in studio in that one, talking to Michael Steele about this, and I mentioned the monopoly. The fact that the Flexner Report of 1910 led to Obamacare in 2010. Thanks also to the great work of Christopher Barr, my dear friend and nutritional historian, covering the things here on the Robert Scott Bell Show like nowhere else in media. And we're going to do, in fact, you know, I've got some things on allergies. Those of you want have anybody out there with allergies, even going into the fall months, especially the ragweeds and such. This hour I'll cover, maybe even next segment with Chris. We're going to have him on. And we've got a diabetes update, a moment of duh related to that. And if we have time, we'll also do the flu shot update because they say it's not going to harm you, yet you need it. What? What? You don't need it. They don't work. No, you better get it anyway. No. Not here on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show, where we rock the health world every week for freedom. If you want to be part of the show, the number, very simply, very easily, is 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We will also be back with some more updates on NullifyNow.com next week in Orlando. I hope you'll come with me on that one. If you want free tickets, I got a few left. Rockin' the health world. Go to robertscottbell.com right now and sign up for the email alerts. Back with Chris Barr after this.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
GCN,
the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
All right. The Guatemalan guinea pigs go global. That means India. That means also here in America, where it never left. Despite the apology tour by Hillary Clinton and Sebelius and Barack Obama, they wouldn't do that here, right? They are doing it here. Pig Pharma, an equal opportunity offender, offending life, liberty, and property wherever they go. As I said, they demand monopoly. They don't like free markets. They are not about freedom. Guatemala, India, even right here on our own shores. And the more you look into it, the deeper the rabbit hole absolutely is, you discover. And we have got some interesting news here. Actually, breaking news right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. My dear friend Christopher Barr coming on to the Robert Scott Bell Show with some breaking news. What's up, Chris?
Hey, just this morning, right before your broadcast,
Big headline, obese but healthy? Gray area confounds science, the headline says. The brand new diabetes care, that's the American Diabetes Association, folks. Their brand new journal says they've discovered that people who are obese but have healthy cholesterol and blood sugar levels and normal blood pressure don't have health problems. And they're confounded by this. You know, again, it gets back to it's not a matter of the obesity that they keep trying to blame everything on that's the problem.
I think, Chris, you're right. I mean, as we've said for years here, and you've said, it's not obesity is not the disease. You know, there are healthy people that are overweight. It's a nutrient issue that you cover all so well.
Yeah, they've stripped the nutrients out of the food. So if you're obese because you're a standard American eating white flour, white sugar, white salt, you know, white flour, white rice, you know, if you're eating things that have had all the nutrients taken out, yeah, you're gaining weight, and partially because those nutrients aren't there to properly metabolize the food, so you're putting all this weight on without the nutrients to support, the nutrient density to support the girth. But if you're over, if you're obese BMI levels, which is, if you look in the history of that, that's a bogus thing too. But if you're obese because you like to eat, but you eat fruits, vegetables, whole grains, you eat wholesome foods that haven't had the nutrients removed, you don't have health issues. And the Framingham studies that are legendary in modern medicine would teach them that if they would just bother to look. You know, they can't see the forest for the trees there. Because the Framingham studies showing people in the Mediterranean regions on a traditional diet don't get diabetes and heart disease and cancer.
Good fats they eat as well. But, yeah, who needs nutrients, Chris? They got vaccinations.
Yeah.
Listen, my producer Don was just telling me, talking to a friend, a neighbor, their 4-year-old daughter just got a pneumococcal hep A vaccination and has a bad reaction. Leg is swollen from knee to hip. And they'll say, oh, no, it wasn't caused by the vaccine, of course. And, you know, more fuel to the fire of what we've been talking about, big pharma being much more dangerous than terrorism worldwide.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and pushing these things more and more, vaccines and, you know, trying to threaten people like you already covered. If you tell people that there's a nutrient like selenium and you got a study from JAMA, that shows the greatest prevention of cancer in the history of the world. If you tell them that, you're going to go to jail for 10 years if they pass that new Senate bill. You know, so yeah. You're not going to be allowed to tell the truth.
Well, and we know the interestingly enough, the FDA is saying, because they've been cornered in the wall by Jonathan Emord there, and they're going, okay, we'll reluctantly allow it, but we're going to say we don't agree. So the part of their disclaimers is that the FDA does not agree. God, you know, it's published in their own journals that they acknowledge, but of course it's a nutrient, so we can't agree.
Well, have you heard about the Johnson & Johnson? They've been in all kinds of trouble for sending out people, paying them to go buy products off the shelf rather than have a recall. It's been getting a lot of bad press on Johnson & Johnson. Well, it just came out this week. The FDA was involved in that. They went along with it and helped out with that effort. So it wasn't just the pharmaceutical company being sneaky. It was the FDA being sneaky, not telling people, hey, there's a bad drug on the market. They just went and bought them all up so that people wouldn't find out. But it leaked
yes,
out anyway.
The sneaky with, we're going to withdraw this, tell nobody. And, of course, that's how the game is played. And it's a deadly game. Don't let them play it with your kids or you. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I got more with Chris Barr coming back after this break as well. The moment of duh relates to diabetes. We're going to tell you what to do about reversing it. That's right, without FDA permission, as well as allergies. When we come back, also a flu shot update. Stay with the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to my sponsors. Coming right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to SuperSeaVeg.com and type in the code word FREESHIP to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Here we go, rocking the health world. A couple more segments on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Thank you for being a part of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And thank you to all my sponsors, as well as Super Sea Veg, who's making it possible for me to go to the Nullification Tour in Orlando, where I will be speaking along with Tom Woods and Gary Johnson and many others. You can check that out. I've got a link in my notes at robertscottbell.com in the blog there, and loads of other things. Also, by the way, if you're ordering for the second or third time your Super Sea Veg, remember, RSB will get you free shipping. The first time, free ship will get you free shipping. After that, use RSB. All right, we've got something that's very special, relates to diabetes today, and Chris Barr is going to be here with me to chime in on it. It is something known as your moment of...
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, this week's Moment of Duh. A study actually suggests diabetes might benefit more from diet and exercise than drugs. No, you don't say. Yes, last week they decided to restrict access to the popular drug Avandia due to data suggesting an elevated risk of cardiovascular events such as stroke. Oh, my gosh. Hey, you go in for diabetes, you get a stroke. And even more, the myriad diabetes medications on the market showing to lower the risk of dying from heart disease? No. Causing it! The number one killer of diabetes, according to results published a few months ago, ongoing study called the ACCORD study. And, Chris, you know this all so well.
Yeah, they keep going back to the study trying to find a way to rescue Avandia, and they keep finding out they can't rescue it. You know, the new Crusader has an interview with me which covers chromium in a whole food form in diabetes. In fact, I touched on the fact that obesity is overrated as an issue, that it's just was in the news today. They already covered a month ago in an interview with me from 2 months ago. So we're way ahead of the news, as usual, that, you know, it's a lack of chromium because it's removed from the food supply that is responsible largely for diabetes. Almost entirely. And that's been known by the U.S. government since 1959 when National Institute of Health researchers discovered this fact that the government's well aware of and they're not telling anybody.
Imagine that. And a new government-funded research published in the Archives of Internal Medicine found that lifestyle trumps medication. A duh. Moment of duh, if there ever was one. So, we talk a lot with you about the GTF Chromium. We get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And I have witnessed this personally, as you have talked about for years. As simple as 100 micrograms three times a day, we're seeing reversals. Not just reduction in stuff, we're talking reversals of diabetes.
Yeah, and it's also increasing their HDL levels, the good, what they call the good cholesterol.
Right.
And it balances out cholesterol levels, even according to medical nonsense. So no matter which way they're looking at it, you know, normalizing blood sugar, normalizing healthful cholesterol levels from just one simple little nutrient in the right form and the right amount, 100 micrograms three times daily, which, by the way, I didn't come up with that by playing pin the tail on a donkey. I got it from U.S. government studies on humans in the 1960s. This is old information that I simply applied when I discovered it more than 30 years ago and found, hey, guess what? It works.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And it's so simple, and we talk about diet and lifestyle. They acknowledge it. We're putting it into play with living whole food nutrients, not synthetic garbage that, you know, these global multinationals like Nestle are putting out, saying, oh, we fortify it with synthetic nutrients, just the same thing. No, it's not. And, of course, now we're dealing also with allergies, and a lot of the nutrients you talk about can reverse that. I think we need to reveal some of those because I get a lot of calls now in the fall season, the ragweeds and such. I often use the silver hydrosol intranasally to reduce the inflammation of tissue and such. But remember that allergies source from a deeper point of intestinal imbalance, sometimes dysbiosis, liver congestion as well, and then you end up, reacting to things that healthy people do not.
Well, ultimately, you're not getting the trace minerals you need. That's a matter of dysbiosis.
Yep.
Which is flora, which medical studies in recent years have shown probiotics in the system decrease allergy responses. What a surprise.
Yep.
And allow the body to be able to get the minerals and allergy symptoms reduce.
So we get the probiotics 12 plus again, Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com, as well, the super sea veg, for goodness sake. We were talking about that briefly last hour. All the minerals on the planet are in seaweed.
Yeah, there you go. And then make sure your intestines can absorb them by making sure you have the probiotics you need.
All right. Well, I've got to cover the flu shot debacle. They're still promoting it, even though it's garbage. And remember, Health Truth Revealed, to get the latest edition of The Crusader, where Chris Barr's featured article is. I have an article on gut dysbiosis and intestinal health as well. Remember, nullifynow.com. I've got a link to it at robertscottbell.com, live in Orlando next week. Stay with me. Lots more healing to go on The Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, Chris.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mph wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com.
windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Willing to go where the truth takes it. Here's Robert.
The fastest 2 hours of healing in media, living up to the name. And I want to say thanks to all my new listeners from naturalnews.com. Hopefully we'll be back on the Savage Nation this week as well. Always a pleasure to have Michael Savage's listeners also joining in. Those that love liberty the way I do, the way we do here every week on GCN Live. Remember, robertscottbell.com is the website. It's as simple as that. Sign up free for your email alerts, email updates. We'll have some more coming up on next week's show, which we hope to be live from the event at nullifynow.com, the nullification tour with Tom Woods and also Gary Johnson, former New Mexico governor. Loads of stuff. Remember also the interview I just conducted with Michael Steele. It is an interview like no other. I don't think he's ever been asked the questions I asked him. You're going to be very interested to see that. I have a link to the Blip TV, I think it's called, up at the front page at robertscottbell.com. Also, reminding you, say thanks to the good folks at Nordic Naturals and choosetobehealthy.com, probiotics12plus.com. Also, Super C Veg, who's making it possible for me to be at the event in Orlando next week. I hope to see you there. A few more tickets left. If you want to let me know, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, just send me a message as well. That's an easy way to get a hold of me. And now, flu shot propaganda. Anybody up for more of that? You know, the Guatemalan guinea pigs going global. They're not apologizing for all the things I referenced, all the people that are being killed in tests here in the United States. It's not just Guatemala and India, and they're still doing it. It's really quite stunning that this would be allowed today in 2010. But this is the stranglehold that Big Pharma, unfortunately, has on our government, our regulatory agencies. It is really an amazing thing to witness in this day and age, but yet it's happening, and it's going on. It's really repulsive. And then we've got swine flu propaganda, even without Julie Gerberding at the CDC. Chicken Little Gerberding. No, she's at Merck with the head of their $5 billion vaccine division. Swine flu no longer represents, this is an acknowledgement, you don't need it, but get it anyway. Swine flu no longer represents a major threat to the U.S. population. I think I covered this with Tom Donahue on his Free Thinker Radio this week. Great stuff there. But swine flu no longer represents a major threat to the U.S. population because most people are immune to the virus that caused last season's pandemic. Health officials reported on Tuesday. Of the 310 million people in the USA, 59% are now believed to be immune to pandemic H1N1 flu. The researchers say approximately 62 million people were vaccinated against the virus. Yeah, right. 61 million people were infected by it. Another 60 million people, 57 or older, carry protective antibodies against similar viruses that date back to previous pandemics. Yep, but they want you to get shot up anyway. So this year's seasonal flu includes the same darn strain, H1N1, that did nothing, relatively speaking, on the big scale. Killed less than a normal flu. And over the next 12 months, they got the H3N2. They got some B strain in there. They got H2N1. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, R2D2's in there as well. You wouldn't drink what's in a flu shot. They want to inject it in you, the kid, 6 months and older. And although the World Health Organization has judged that H1N1 transmissions are no longer at pandemic levels, like they ever were, they keep making this up as they go. The virus that causes this type of flu still is expected to circulate, Skinner said, from the WHO, where they don't have any conflicts of interest with Big Pharma. Oh, no. Global multinational companies. No, we don't have anything to do with the WHO. Oh, man. Last year, well, good, you know, where do we go from here? We talk about the health of the gut. It's everything, because so much, and I've covered this for years on the Robert Scott Bell Show, when you disrupt your gut ecology, you disrupt your immune system. And so the overindulgences from Halloween to Thanksgiving to the Christmas season and all the indulgences upset your gastrointestinal tract. And at that point, of course, all bets are off. Your immune system, you become compromised. Things from within can get you. You don't have to catch anything. And yet they want you to take a shot. You know, simply taking something like a silver hydrosol that I talk about here, a teaspoon three times a day, becomes an immune-building protocol through the winter months. You can go through a 16-ounce bottle every 32 days. Get that immune system strong enough to defend against that which is going around, because people are too naive. Remember that word, naive? Therapeutically naive, testing naive, so we can get you. Big Pharma wants to get you. Don't be naive that way. You take your silver hydrosol three times a day through the winter months. You'll do fine. Well, kids need less. And, of course, your gut dysbiosis, your inflammatory gut diseases. The silver aloe protocol is great, followed up by the probiotics 12+ we talk about here from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. It's very simple to undo the damage. I talk to doctors all the time. And they see remarkable results as well. This is not rocket science like they like you to believe it is. Because only then do you need, or do you perceive that you need, a go-between, a medical deity, an MD, licensed representatives of Big Pharma and big government to protect you from what? From yourself. You don't need protection from yourself. You have the access to this knowledge and information. In fact, much more so if you have not been propagandized in medical school to believe that every symptom on planet Earth is evidence of a pharmaceutical drug deficiency. It is not. It is evidence of nutrient deficiencies, not synthetic nutrients from the likes of Nestle. No, not that. Nutrient deficiencies from the likes of food. Whole, organic food that you can get from seaweed, for instance. All the nutrients available. All the ones they haven't even discovered yet, they're going to find it in seaweed. So the 12 species that I consume and the family here consumes from Super Sea Veg. These are the things that will transform your life, like what we talked about with Christopher Barr just now. Reversing diabetes with GTF Chromium. We don't make it. We don't sell it. But you can get it. And even the companies can't acknowledge. They disavow all knowledge of what I say because it's not because it's the truth and it's factual. Everything is sad as factual as yibbity-doo-dah. The FDA wants to see you. The Fear and Death Administration wants to see you drugged and dependent and weakened and culled worldwide, reducing population all over planet Earth because they want you to believe there are vaccine deficiency diseases. There are drug deficiency diseases. No, there are not. There never have been. There never will be. But that's the only way they can reduce population on planet Earth, is to convince you otherwise. Food, not important. We genetically modify it. We'll feed the planet with synthetic nutrients, creating all kinds of diseases that will make you more dependent on the drugs of Big Pharma, purchasing governments worldwide. Freedom? What's that? Freedom to take Soma? To forget your worries? Prozac? Vitamin P? No, thank you! That is why you come back every week to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And that is why I expect to see you in Orlando at the Nullification Now Tour. NullifyNow.com. Go to RobertScottBell.com. Sign up for your email alerts and blasts out there. Again, thank you to Mike Adams and Natural News for helping to plug and getting this message of health, freedom, and liberty to all those who are ready around the globe, even though we're all for liberty right here at home. This is where you will learn, as you do every week, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.